This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And if you say, well, David Berkowitz, God couldn't possibly save him, then you need to point the finger back at yourself and say, God couldn't save me. You realize the Bible says that if I'm guilty of breaking one of the laws of God, I'm guilty of breaking all of them? Christianity is not a matter of comparative difference. Well, I'm better than you, and therefore I've sinned less than you, therefore I've got a ticket to heaven. It's all about the grace of God. It's all about the grace of God. I've got to believe that a David Berkowitz can be saved by the power of God because the Word says he's able to save completely those who come to God through him. Years ago, I got a phone call from a college student who just found the church's name out of the phone book, and he said, you don't know me. I'm working on a paper and my master's degree and at such and such a university, and I've just picked you, and part of my research is what people believe about how do they get to heaven. And he said, I want to ask you, I'm going to take down notes and quote you as just one of my many sources about what you believe about going to heaven. And I think I surprised this young man. I said, you know, you may not like what I have to say. And he said, why? Then I said, because I don't believe that if you're a good, decent guy and you pay your taxes and you don't beat your wife and you're pretty nice to your kids, then that's all you need to do to spend eternity in heaven. He said, you don't believe that? And I said, no, I don't. I happen to believe that we need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, who was buried and rose again, and we trust our lives and our soul and our forgiveness, everything to him. And he said, why don't you believe that all you have to do is be a good person to go to heaven? And I said, if I did believe that, then let me ask you a question. What in the world did Jesus die for? Why did Jesus die? I said, do you realize that his death on the cross was a total waste? It was nothing. If all I need to do to enter heaven is to just be a decent person, I don't know if I convinced him of anything. I don't know if he thought about it. I don't know where his status is today, but I want to tell you this. I still believe that if Jesus is not necessary for my entering heaven, then he died for nothing. He died for a reason, so he could be the guarantee of a new covenant. Tony Evans, in his book called Totally Saved, talks about a man from Europe who owned a Rolls Royce. The rear axle broke one day, and the man called the Rolls Royce company in England. He was instructed to ship the car to England where it was repaired and then return to him. I don't know if you mail it, you know, priority mail or what you do with it, but he shipped the car to England, it was repaired, and then returned to him. When the man did not receive a bill for many months, he called to inquire about the situation, but he received a great surprise when the Rolls-Royce representative told him, "We have no record of a Rolls-Royce with this problem." You get that? We have no record of a Rolls-Royce with this problem. If a car manufacturer will go to this length to protect its good name and reputation, how much more will God do to protect his name by securing those whom he's brought to him? The Lord's good for what he did on the cross. And he said, I am the guarantee of a new covenant, and you come and accept the covenant, I'm good for it. You think it's a great story that the Rolls-Royce company would say, we have no record of a Rolls-Royce with this problem. When I exchange my sin for the grace of God, God says, I will remember your sins no more. We talked about that last week. Our sins are remembered no more. They're under the blood. They're under the blood of Jesus.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.